We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Hayam Abayz, and we are beginning from the Mishnah Kuf Nun Hayam Abayz. We are continuing talking about animals, and this Mishnah will talk about feeding animals. They are not allowed to be tereach extra. Again, like we learned in the Mishnah before a little bit about this, you can't be tereach extra when it comes to feeding animals. Zok the Mishnah, Ein oivsim es agamal. You can't stuff the camel with food. Oivsim means you give a huge amount of food. You can't do that. And like the Mishnah would say, you make him into a trough. You make him so full of food, he's like a trough himself. Ein oivsim es agamal. Veloy darsim, which is also stuffing the animal, not the same level as oivsim, and the Gemara will talk about that. Avu malat mal itim. But you could be malat, and we'll see what's the difference between malat and darsim. The Gemara will have a machlekes the Gemara, what the difference between darsim and mal itim is. Ve'im amirim es ha'agolim. You can't stuff the agolim, that's equal to darsim. Avu malat itim, but you could be mal itim, like we said, by the camel. So by a calf, you can't do mamirim, which is like darsim of camel, but you could be malitim. You could feed the tanagarlim. We'll see what that means in the Gemara also. And another halacha, v'noisdim mayim lemorson. You let it pour water into the behemoth food, like a certain type of beans they use for behemoths, even though it's a shayla of losh, but just pouring water without mixing is not losh. But you can't mix it because that's a shayla of losh. Losh is one of the lamatas malachas, making a dough. And if you mix it together, it makes a dough. But just pouring water is fine. You can't give water to bees or wild doves that are in the coop. And the reason is, the Gemara will talk about, but it could be two reasons. Either because you're not mechuyev to feed them, it's not your problem, they're eating whatever they have in the field, they have their own food. Or because mayim is very shchiach, there's no reason you have to serve them water. But chickens and hens and doves that are domesticated, those you have to take care of, and therefore you could serve them water or food. So, the Gemara, I'm going to elaborate on this Mishnah. The first words of the Mishnah, you can't stuff the gomel with a lot of food. How did that word mean, stuffing a lot of food? You don't make a trough in its stomach. You don't make its stomach into a trough full of food. Is it possible for a gomel to eat so much? I saw a certain Arab that he gave his animal, his camel, the achla kura, his camel ate, he fed his camel a kura, a core of tvua, vatina kura, and he put on his back, besides with all the packages, he put a core of tvua for the trip. How much is a core? Just to bring it out, according to Rav Chaim Noah, it's like 249 liters. And according to the Chazanish, it's 432 liters. That's how much stuff it is. A credible amount of food. And in any case, you see that you can stuff a camel. But on Shabbos now, I'll do that. Why? Because it's too much tircha. You now stuff a camel with a lot of food. So the Gemara right there. The Mishnah says, Eim Amirim. So the Mishnah said, Eim Amirim es ha'galav av mamalitim. It also said, by a gomel, lo darsim av mamalitim. And the question is, what's a halota and what's hamara? Or what's drasa and what's halota? What's the difference? So the Gemara, Ezihi amra av ezi halota. What's hamra, what's halota? And the Gemara is bringing down, Machlekes amaroim pshat, what's hamra and what's halota? Because hamra is not allowed, halota is allowed. The Gemara is going to bring down Machlekes, which thing is that which is not allowed. So first sheet is Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Hamra means you stuff it with food. L'makom she'eni yechayel l'hachzer. You put it all the way, you stuff the food straight into its throat, past its base ablia, past the place where it swallows. Now it can't get the food back up. You want to force feed the animal. That's not allowed on Shabbos. Halata, what's halata that's allowed is l'makom she'eni l'hachzer. It's in a place in the mouth where it could spit the food back up. It's not always in the base of Leah. That's Rav Yehuda's pshat. Rav Chista, both cases are cases where you're putting it so deep it can't return the food. And that's Mutta on Shabbos. But what's Hamra, that's also? Hamra is Bekli, you do it with a spoon. Halota B'yad, Halota is B'yad, you do it with a spoon. It's more of the Chayil, looks like Chayil. It's more of a shiloh, do it on Shabbos, but be honest, Mutter. So come down to Machlaikis, according to Rav Yehuda, you can't stuff an animal past its base abliya, in a place where it can't return it. According to Rav Chista, it's Mutter. As long as you do it with your hand, it's Mutter. Master Rav Yaisir, he's going to try to ask a kashim from a braisa that talks about chickens, which our Mishnah mentioned part of this. Maser Rav Yosef, Mahalkatim L'Tanagolim, you could feed the Tanagolim, Ein Tzarach L'Olam V'Shemal Kitim. And it's Pashid, you could be Malkit. There are two different ways of feeding, and tomorrow we'll talk about it. You could Mahalkatim L'Tanagolim, and it's Pashid, you can Malkitim, which is a more cool day. But the Ein Malkitim V'Yenin Shoivech V'Liyoin Aliyah, these Yoinim that are flying upstairs in the attic, or in the chicken coops, you can't even Malkitim, Ein Tzarach L'Olam V'Shemal Kitim. Of course you can't be Mahalkatim. Now, what's my mahalkatim or my malkitim? Ileva mahalkatim means a soft levy diet, and that means you feed him by hand. And malkitim means a sholikavai, you just put it in front of the chicken, in front of the dove. So, machal, you're telling me that yoyne is shavach, but yoyne aliyah, mishta kamar namilo, you can't put food in front of it? Why not? It's not such a big tercha. So, if you're saying that mahalkatim means to feed it by hand, and malkitim means just to put it in front of it, so why would it say that im malkitim, yoni shavich, can't even put food in front of it? So, it must be that mahalkatim and malkitim are two steps step later. Allah mahalkatim, lamokam shenichol lahachse. Mahalkatim means you stuff it in his mouth till you can't return it. Malkitim, lamokam shenichol lahachse. And malkitim means it could be machzer. And both these are not mutter by the Yoyne Shoivech. Why? Because both of them are feeding by hand. And those things, you're not allowed to feed by hand because they don't need the food. But what do you see? You see that it's mutter to feed an animal, even l'mokam she'eni yachay l'achzer. Mechlal, and it must be that the Hamra, it says also in the Mishnah, must own a kli. Mechlal, the Hamra of a kli. V'tufti Yehuda. Yehuda said that Hamra means if you put it into mokam past the base of Bliya, and that you're not allowed to do it. Here it's Revoyer, that you could do it, because it says Mahakatim Taragalam. When we proved the Mahakatim has to mean till we can't, till past the base of Bliya, because if it just meant feeding it, so then you tell me Malkitim, you can't do Malkitim for Yoina? Yoina Shevach? Omloch Rav Yehuda. No. Lo'ilah Mahakatim means a soft filet dying. That's the top level. You can't put it into the mouth past the base of Bliya. And Malkitim means Shadle Kamai, putting food in front of it. Ah, you asked me a question. The Kashaloch, you had a question. Yoina Shevach, Yoina Aliyah. Lemishri kamayu nami, you should be able to put it in front of it. Lemishri kamayu nami, you should be able to put it in front of the food in front of him. The Gemara says, loy, hani mezonos on alechav, hani mezonos alechav. These animals, these yonis shoivach, it's not your problem. They get their own mezonos. It's not your responsibility to give it mezonos, and therefore you're not allowed to feed them on Shabbos because that's the extra tercha. And the hani, so hani mezonos alechav, the ones in your house, tanagalim, you have to feed, you can feed them. Hani mezonos alechav, the yonis shoivach are not your problem, different alafidic, in Thailand, in a brisa. No use to mezonis fake caliph. A dog, you're allowed to give mezonis to because a dog has no one to give it food, a stray dog. And who else is going to feed the dog? You don't give mezonis. You're allowed to give mezonis on Shabbos. But ain't no use to mezonis for a chazir. You're not allowed to give mezonis for a chazir. And Rashi's reason is because you're not allowed to have a chazir. It's also for Yisrael to megadol a chazir, to have a chazir as a pet, as a pet, to bring up a chazir, to cultivate a chazir. And therefore, he's not. You're not allowed to give them mezonos because it can't be mechuyev mezonos because you're not allowed to bring it up. Well, my hefresh means zelaz that. A kalav is your problem because the kalav is no way to get food. But the chazir is not your problem. You shouldn't be having the chazir in the first place. And Rav Ashi is avon day and Mishnah is meduik like Rav Yehuda. I'm Rav Ashi, masisim nami deka. Rav Yehuda, remember, Rav Yehuda's teretz is he's saying that in front of a yoni shoyvech, you can't even put food in front of it. Says our Mishnah says also. Our Mishnah says, "Ain nois the mayim fei dvarim for yoinim shavashayvich." He can't put water in front of bees or in front of yoinim shavashayvich. Avol nois them lefnei avos bnei dagolim for yoinim hadrisos. But you could put in front of chickens, hens, and domesticated doves. My time. What's pshat? It's like Rav Yehuda saying, "Lamish nahani mizonei zolacha." These is your responsibility. Hani enim mizonei zolacha. So fei dvarim our Mishnah is not a raya because v'l'tameich if that's true. My ear, Yemaya, why are we talking about water? I feel a chitim v'sarim namilo. You can't give chitim v'sarim either to these wild doves because they get their own food. Ella, it must be really, you're allowed to give them food. But shani maya, the shchichi v'agma, it's very easy to give them water. That's when I'll feed them water. So it's not a raya. Maybe shani the mister, why you can't feed them water is not because when something's not your problem, you're not allowed to feed them. It's not the reason. The reason is because it's mayim is very shchiach. Al kaponim, what comes out from this Gemara, halacha l'maaseh, is that you're only allowed to feed animals that mezonesecha alecha. And therefore, there was a minig that some people used to put out on Shabbos pieces of bread for the birds on Shabbos Shira. The Magen Avraham says you should not do that on Shabbos, and why not? Because the wild birds, those birds find their own mezonesecha. It's not your problem to feed them. It's not your problem to feed them, and therefore you should not put out food to them. There are other chalkim. The Ran, one of the Rishayim, learns our Gemara a little different, and learns that it's only an iser if they get the exact same food themselves. But if they can't get this challah, they're not going to get challah wherever they go. So then you're allowed to put out challah for them. That is mutter to do. But it's a big machlokes, and therefore some people don't put out, they put out before Shabbos, the food for Shabbos here, not on Shabbos. Talking about Rabbi Darosh Ravina Pisco de Benisim. My Dachsid, the Pasuk says, Yedea Tzadik Din Dalim. Talking about Akarish Baruch Hu. He knows the feeling of the poor people and the poor things, poor Brias, the poor creations. Yedea Akarish Baruch Hu Bekeleb, the Abishan knows by Kelshim, it's very hard for it to forage for food, to get food. The Fikach Shoya Achilos of Gimel Yom. The Metzias is, it takes 3 days for a dog to digest its food, and therefore feels full for 3 days. It sustains, it gets sustenance from the food. What's the Raya? The Mishnah in Olis, Gatanan, the Loch is that an Avela is not Matama ba oil, but a person who's a dead person's meat is Matama ba oil. What happens if a dog eats a person's meat, a human's meat, and it's in the stomach, and the dog is in the house? So if a dog's alive, there's no shayla, there's no tumas oil. Why? Because it's tumas balua. But if a dog dies, so now that piece of adam that's in the dog can make tumas oil. But how long? For 3 days after it dies, it's still, for 3 days after it eats the piece of meat, it's still metame ba'oil. What's the reason? Because it doesn't get digested until 3 days. So you see this idea, it doesn't get digested 3 days. The Mishnah goes right, it says, Va'ofis of Dogim that ate a piece of Adam. Kadesh people are of the Sarav. If it's in its stomach long enough that it could, the Zman is, that if it burns in a fire, let's say an hour or two, that already gets digested. Omrav Amunah, you see from this whole Gemara, Shvamina Orech Aro Mishnah Umtzol Kalba. You see from here that it's a nice thing, it's derech eretz to give food to a dog, because it doesn't get food any other way. It's hard, the dog has a hard time with food. Mekama, and how much food should you give it? Omrav Mori, Meshach Udne, which Rashi says, Kamat Kamoy Oznoin. A little bit the size of its ear. That's how much food you should give it, the meat you should give it. Vechutra Basri, and I think you need to give it a good zetz, it shouldn't come back to you. And even that, Hanimil Bedar, but only the midbar. But most on the city, Lloyd, don't even do that, because it'll come back. Also, the Mishra, it'll come, it'll drive you crazy. The dog will be by your house every day. So don't do that. Omra Papa, lace the Anya Makaba. There's nothing poorer than a Kelev. It's very hard, it works very hard for the food. But less the Atiya Mechazira. There's nothing richer than a Chazir, like Rashi says, because she called Michael Royal, he eats anything. First of all, they give him a lot to eat. Everything he likes to eat, he even likes mud. Therefore, he's always had a lot of food. There's no one richer than a chazir, no one poorer than a kelev. I heard that the goyin teaches the pshat, but derech remes to a mitzvah. Kelev refers to the aveira of lashon hara. It says, and chazir is eating chazir. And the drasha is like this, less the anya mekava, is no mitzvah aniya that people don't keep as much like lashon hara. But the mitzvah of chazir, that everyone keeps. That's a very rich mitzvah. And who doesn't eat a chazir? You can have a fry guy with a pig, that he won't eat. Pork he won't eat already. That he won't eat already. So it's less the atir mechazir. Dr. Maravai, thank you for saying Yehuda. Ezu amra, ve'ezu ha'alata. When we bring a writer of Yehuda, that Amra and Alata means one is past the base of Leah and one's before the base of Leah. Hamra, how do you do Hamra? Which means you stick it in past the base of Leah. Marbitza, you crouch it down, or poke his pia, put something in his mouth to keep it open. Umachila kashina mayim vasachas. You put kashina and mayim at one time, so it goes straight in. Halata machilim umid, standing up, so it's hard to stuff it down so stark. Umashka umid, and give him to drink standing. Rest the kashina fayasma, mayim fayasma, give it separate. And therefore, you can't stuff it so deep. So it's a right of Yehuda. Halata means not one's biyad, one's vikli. Halata means a different type of stuffing. You don't stuff it past the base of Leah. So it's taka right, Rav Yehuda. Zogtik Maravaita. Now we'll start a sugya losh. We're going to start it on today's Amud Beis. We're about to finish it on tomorrow's daf. Zok said in the Mishnah Mahakin Targalim and says that nice the mayim worse than have legoivim, but you can't mix it. You can pour water into the food, but you can't mix it. I said in front of Mar, my sister Mani, who's the Mishnah like? Who's Mishnah like? Well, Amali, it's Rav Yosi ben Yehudi. Because we had him at Braisa before, we had him in the first parak, the time went to the Braisa. But it comes to Losh, Echa Noises a Kemach, Echa Noises a Mayim, a Akron Chayiv de Rebbe. Rebbe holds that if one person puts the Kemach, one person puts the Mayim, the second one is Chayiv. Putting Mayim is Losh already, Divir Rebbe. Rav Yehudi, my inner Chayiv is Yigvlu. You're not Chayiv until you mix it, until you make it into a dough. So our Mishnah that says you're allowed to put water into it, obviously is Rav Yehuda, because Rebbe it's also. Right, the Gemara, maybe our Mishnah is like no one. Dilma ad kan lekomer ruda hasam lekamach the bar gibul. Only flour, which is something that turns into dough. Our morson, which is food that never turns into a dough. The labar gibul, that you can't put water into it. Maybe Mishnah is like no one. The Gemara lois takadayta. Tiny behind the first of Brisa that Reis Yehuda holds it's mutter to put water in because the Brisa says ain nois the mayim lemorson divrei Rav. You're talking about morson. Reis Yehuda even nois the mayim lemorson. You let it put mayim into morson. So the story is the machlekes Rebbe and Rav Yosef Yehuda. The Egle Tal says the machlekes is what the din, what's the tsura of losh, what is the isra of losh. Rebbe holds that the chiyuv is to make a chibur, to attach flour and water. That alone is the problem of lash, therefore putting water is a problem already. Reis Yehuda holds, no, the issa is making something into a dough. So pouring water won't make it into a dough. And it comes out fizah that even if you mix morson, since it never becomes the dough, it'll only be issa derabbanan. It won't be issa deraisa. Because according to Reis Yehuda, the whole issa is only making dough. And since morson can never turn into dough, it's lav bar gibul, it'll only be derabbanan if you mix the morson.